Welcome to the 155 Election Podcast. Interviews with candidates running for mayor, city council, and school board trustee in Hamilton, Ontario. Episode 144. Chris Perry, you are running for city councilor in Ward 15. Welcome to the 155 Podcast.
Thanks for having me, Joey.
Firstly, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm 36, turning 37 this year. I'm a father to a six-month-old and a three-and-a-half-year-old. So that's been a lot of fun over this past spring. My wife and I moved here in January 2019. We've made it our home. It's just a great community to be a part of. I guess in my spare time, I like biking. I like walking. I like running. I like reading. I like woodworking. Yeah, and I like sampling some of the special creations from Collective Arts there in Hamilton from time to time as well. Outside of that, I'm a project manager by trade. I have my PMP certification, and I went to school for political science and history.
Why are you running?
Essentially, I'm running because I want to serve my community. I just want to work to ensure this is the best place that any of our kids could grow up, and I really see this as a customer service job. Just in this case, the customers are the members of the Ward 15 community. I think it's important that we do what we can to leave the world a little better when we leave than it was when we got here. So that's this is my first step in that direction.
Do you live in Ward 15, yes or no?
Yes.
Does it matter if one lives in the community one seeks to represent?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's really important that people personally know about the people in the community that they're wanting to represent. I think it's important to be present. For me, my kids were born in this area. They've lived their whole lives in this area. This is their hometown. They'll be going to school here. They'll be walking and riding their bikes on these roads. They'll be playing in the parks, taking classes at the community centers or hopefully future rec center. For myself and other community members of Ward 15, everything that happens in Ward 15 matters because this is where we live and it's where we've chosen to make our lives.
How have you contributed to your community and our city?
Well, with two young children at home and COVID over the last couple of years, it's actually been pretty hard to get out and volunteer. I haven't, unfortunately, really taken the opportunity. It's actually one of my biggest regrets since moving here. So it's part of the reason I'm running now. I really want to help my community, and I think this is a great way to do it.
What are two of your priorities for Ward 15 and two of your priorities for Hamilton as a whole?
For Ward 15, I think the first priority is supporting the completion of a much-needed new elementary school for Waterdown. All of our elementary schools are at capacity or over capacity and projected to be far over capacity by 2027. So I'd just like to support the school board and do everything that I can to help us get that school here. The other thing I'd like to do is create a rec center where all members of our community, all ages, can stay active all times in the year. I think it would be great to have a place where kids can take swimming lessons, where they can be active when it's cold, when it's hot, and just as a community hub. Like I said, a place where people of all ages can go, stay active, make connections, make friends, and really just feel part of the community. So my citywide priorities, first thing I'd like to do is focus on making our roads safer for bikers, pedestrians, and drivers by pursuing the goals laid out in Vision Zero. As you know, many, many people are struck, sometimes even killed, in Hamilton as a whole every year, and each one of those is a tragedy. So anything we can do to make the city safer is something I want to pursue there. Another thing I'd like to do is try to do something about housing affordability by pursuing neighborhood-appropriate zoning laws and encouraging the building of more affordable housing, specifically mixed-use neighborhoods where people of all ages, of all income levels, can live together. And again, just build a community that everyone can share and grow in together.
What are three skills you will bring to elected office that makes you the best choice to represent Ward 15 on a Hamilton City Council?
Well, I'm a consensus seeker, I'm a pragmatist, and I'm curious. If there's something I don't know about, I want to know about it. If there's something that needs to be done, I want to find how to get it done. And in terms of consensus seeking, if there's only three things out of 10 that people agree on, I'd rather get those three things done than none of the 10 because we disagree on 7. I think it's important to get things done regardless of our differences instead of getting nothing done because of them.
The following preamble leads to questions regarding honesty and transparency. Let's presume you are elected. During your first few weeks, you will be briefed regarding what City Hall refers to as confidential matters. We do not know what confidential matters are presently being withheld from the citizens of Hamilton. All four councillors first elected in 2018 initially voted to support the Coots Paradise cover-up before three of the new councillors began voting against the continuing cover-up. The Municipal Act prohibits members of council from releasing information the majority of council declares confidential. With all of this in mind, what principles and advice will help you determine what information should be confidential and what information should be made public?
I've always believed that if you're doing something and you feel that for some reason you can't tell everyone or even anyone about what it is that you're doing, maybe you shouldn't be doing it. I think transparency is absolutely essential when it comes to building and maintaining public confidence in political figures and institutions. It's the community members' and taxpayers' money, and we've been given the important responsibility of ensuring that each penny is spent fairly and properly. I think transparency is the name of the game, and people should be allowed to know what's happening behind the scenes in their city.
The Red Hill Inquiry will issue its report early in the next term of council. The revelations regarding how City Hall ignored problems on the expressway and the toxic culture at City Hall, which silenced good people, are shocking. How do you plan to review and consider the final inquiry report when the commission releases its findings and recommendations?
Of course, I'd have to read the whole report when it comes out to see all the details. As just a regular citizen right now, I'm sure there's a lot that I don't know, just like everybody else. So I'm interested to see the findings of the commission. After that, I think we just have to work to make sure that something like this can't happen again, whether, again, if that's radical transparency, whatever it needs to be. I just think we're in an era where public faith in institutions and their political leaders is lower than ever, and things like this just add to that. Whatever steps we need to take, I think are the way to go.
The construction of the B-Line LRT will begin during this term of council. It will be the largest construction project in Hamilton's recent history. How do you plan to respond to construction challenges and opportunities?
I'd like to plan with focus on quality and long-term planning. As we know, with construction projects like this, there's always going to be snags, there's always going to be cost overruns, things that are difficult to deal with in the short term. They make everyone's lives harder in the short term. Unfortunately, that's a reality of projects like this, but it is infrastructure that the city needs, and in the long term, it will more than pay for itself, and it'll more than make people's lives easier.
Before we turn to land use planning, let's have a lighter question. What is something interesting or unique within Ward 15 that you believe the rest of Hamilton should know about?
So Ward 15 is actually a pretty big and sprawling ward. It's about 30% urban, 70% rural. There's lots of spaces to be active, lots of activities that we can do.
City Council decides land use planning and zoning. It decides where housing and businesses are located and the type of housing and businesses which are permitted in locations. There are three questions on this topic. The new watered-down secondary plan and transportation master plan lays out the plan for modest intensification within Ward 15's urban area with the goal of creating safe, active transportation corridors in Waterdown. How will you implement the secondary and transportation plans? Please provide two specific plan goals you hope to achieve during the upcoming term of council beyond the implementation of the bypass road.
First off, I'd like to work to improve the function and safety of our transportation network by conducting a ward review geared towards making the ward safer, more walkable, and a more bikeable community. The second thing I'd like to do is ensure that we provide a high quality and equitable living environment for all residents of the ward. So this will be through encouraging housing developments that leave space for people at all stages of life and all levels of income.
Large commercial plaza sites are converting into mixed-use mid-rise development across Hamilton. Dundas Street has a few of these sites. At present, there is no city planning policy specific to commercial to mixed-use redevelopment. What is your vision for this type of redevelopment, and how will you achieve that vision?
Yeah, so I think it's important to densify rather than expand where appropriate to ensure that we don't end up with the type of urban sprawl that we've seen eat up valuable farmland in other parts of southwestern Ontario and even in the ward itself. So I think it's smarter to build up than to build out. And I'd also work to ensure that bylaws and zoning laws are there to benefit not only current residents of Ward 15, but also future residents. In the Waterdown Community Node Secondary Plan, there is an emphasis on maintaining the community culture, kind of the look of it, and I think that's important too.
The Transportation Master Plan states 35% of trips originating in Waterdown are to destinations within the town, 29% are destined to other points in Hamilton, and 22% are destined to Halton. What is your vision for transportation links within and beyond Waterdown?
Yeah, so I'd like to see a rec center, as I've mentioned, built that could also function as somewhat of a local transit hub, ideally located somewhere near the intersection of Highway 6 and Parkside. With it being a transit hub, you could have local buses running that would allow residents of all ages to have easy and timely access to the rec center. That would have facilities such as swimming pools where kids can learn to swim, basketball courts, gym, summer and winter camps, senior center, etc. Combined with that, we could have dedicated routes that can run directly to locations in Hamilton, such as McMaster University and Mohawk College, so that students in our community can get to school easier, and even people who work in Hamilton can get into Hamilton and go from there. I think it's also important to see dedicated transit running to some of the more rural parts of the riding, with stops in towns like Carlisle. Right now, it does seem like some of the rural areas aren't very well served, and I know that there's certain areas where if you don't have a car, if you don't have access to a car, you're not going to get to Waterdown. You're not going to be able to get to where you need to go. So as that is part of the ward, I think it's important to be able to draw them into the ward and let people get here easier.
Road safety is a significant issue in Ward 15, with numerous pedestrian deaths in recent years which have shocked and saddened the community. What is your plan to address road safety? Please provide 3 detailed specifics of your plan.
In school areas, I'd like to erect barriers between car lanes and bike lanes to ensure kids can bike safely to school without fear of cars hitting them. Right now, there are some pre-existing bike lanes in some of the sections of Parkside, where Waterdown Secondary and Allen A. Greenleaf Elementary are located, but there's no actual division between the road and the lanes. And with all the development that's going on, we've got dump trucks going up and down the street. We have a lot of heavy traffic at times, and I think it would be important to have actual physical barriers. Even an example would be where we are right now in Dundas, just the street behind the library here. You can see they have the curbs with the markers on them to delineate the lanes from the bike lanes. Something to that effect, I think, would be very helpful. My daughter and I love to go for bike rides all around Waterdown, but myself on the bike and her in a bike trailer. But there's certain sections of Dundas that are basically a no-go zone. Just, it's 80, there's big trucks, it's scary. There's parks down Dundas that would be great to go to, but we just don't go to them because, like I said, it's very dangerous and I wouldn't take my kids on those roads. So I would love to, to fix up Dundas, especially with it being a main artery from one end of the town to the other. It is something that we have to make mobile that people can go down. We've got great businesses. Like I said, we've got new development. People need access and people need to feel safe.
Turning to governance and expertise, let's use the idea that it takes 10,000 hours to master a skill or trade and apply it to being a municipal counselor. One person cannot be an expert in all matters which come before council for decision. How will you gain the necessary learning to be able to make informed decisions? What reading do you do? What professional development will you look for? And what types of people will you seek advice from?
Yeah, I think initially I would try to lean heavily on the expertise of city staff. They've got a vast knowledge on the specific areas they've spent, in some cases, their whole lives working on. Yeah, it's just a great resource from professionals who have been on the job for a while that I'd love to get to know and work with. In terms of reading, I've been trying to read city reports pertaining to Ward 15, which are fun. Some are dense. There's a lot of good information in there. But unfortunately, I haven't been reading as much as I used to. With 2 young kids at home, including a newborn, it's been hard to keep up with anything as long as a book, I guess. So I've been keeping up with news around the city and in the ward, and making a focus of reading on that the last few months. And actually, earlier this year, with my PMP certification, you have to do professional development units to keep up with that. So this spring, I was doing coursework on agile project management, specifically Scrum, which again can be kind of dry, but it's interesting in its own way. And with my background in project management, with so many projects happening in City Hall, I think it's an asset towards this.
What are 2 changes you will propose to improve city services?
Well, I know that in Waterdown, speaking to some neighbors and other residents in the ward, there some say they would feel better knowing there's a quicker police response available if there is an emergency in our area. I've always felt safe in Waterdown. It's a very nice community. But with 2 kids at home, it's good to know someone can show up quickly when and if needed. And I think a lot of other parents in the same position feel the same way. And the second service that I think we could use with improvement in our ward is access to transit and just transit in Waterdown itself.
What are 2 changes you will propose to improve quality of life in Hamilton?
One is something that I touched on a little bit before, which is to work towards the realization of the Vision Zero goals. It's not a change per se, as it is a process that is kind of already in the works, but to see a change from the status quo to actually having a safer, more walkable, more enjoyable ward and city, that would be one of the first changes. And the second is just to continue working on housing affordability by pushing any zoning laws that prioritize appropriate densification rather than moving out and continuing to gobble up farmland. As I said before, I'd like to see more building upward, not outward, so we can keep all of our beautiful areas and farmland in peace.
It's 2026. The Public Record is writing a review of the 4-year council term that is just ending. What 3 words do you hope we will use to describe your term on council, and what 3 words do you hope will describe council as a whole?
So for myself, I'd say transparent, accountable, and pragmatic. For council, I'd say cohesive, cooperative, and constructive.
Thank you. That's the end of the prepared questions you were sent in advance. Do you have any closing remarks that you wish to share?
I think it's important for the average person to feel like they have a say in politics and how their lives are run. Life can feel overwhelming when it seems like you have little power over your circumstances. And I know that affordability is at the top of everyone's mind right now. As I've said, I've got 2 kids at home, a 6-month-old and a 3.5-year-old. I'm actually currently on parental leave as well. So between all the regular payments and things like RESPs, I know how the bills can add up. I'm running this campaign on a budget of about $1,000. So partially out of necessity, partially out of solidarity with thousands of other Hamiltonians out there that don't have the financial means to chase their dreams of helping their community. When I first looked into how much it was going to cost to run, I was told about $20,000, which in my circumstances, that's not going to happen. There's a lot of people that don't have that type of money to just put towards something that might work. Maybe it won't. So I'm kind of right in that bracket with the rest of them, and I'm going to see what we can all do on that. So the other thing is I'm hoping to show that with the right aims and the right amount of passion, even average citizens can make changes. And hopefully if we all work together, we can leave this place a little better than it was when we got here.
Thank you. And lastly, how do people get in touch with you and learn more about your platform?
Right now, my email address, it's cpera, ward15@gmail.com.
This has been episode 144 of the Public Records, the 155 podcast. Thank you to the Hamilton Public Library for the use of their makerspaces to record these podcasts. Thank you to the readers and listeners of the Public Record for your support. You can visit thepublicrecord.ca to get more City Hall coverage, sign up for my City Hall newsletter, and become a member of the Press Club to keep me covering Hamilton City Hall. Thank you.